Okay, this is Joan Weaver, and I'm here with Rosetta Graff at the home of Jeff and Zelma Mead in Lewis, Kansas. And we're going to talk to Jeff about the 1979 tractor cave. It is November 5th, 2012. Okay, Jeff, can you describe your farm as it existed in 1979? What kind of an operation did you have going here?
Milo has always been good to Zelma and I, because with Milo, you have a little income coming in towards the end of the year. We were probably farming three quarters. We were farming Donna Brown's ground also, so there was another three quarters. We were farming about six quarters. And I always had some Milo and wheat. Ahead of that, I had run calves one winter, and when I took them and sold them, I almost got my money back that I paid for the calves. And so I decided, that was back in the 60s, I decided, or maybe 70s, I decided for Zelma and I that I would do a little custom cutting with combine. So I bought a fairly new combine, and that's what took the place of the cattle.
So, okay, so you was basically a crop farm, mm-hmm. and you did custom cutting would be a little bit other extra income. Did Zelma or you do anything outside of the farm at this time to try to make ends meet?
I don't believe so. Okay. No, we worked here.
So how did you hear about or become involved with the AAM? Can you remember?
I do not recall that. I would like to read you something here.
Okay.
The first entry in my diary, daily diary, about AAM.
Okay.
The very first, I have stayed back, and I don't see anything ahead of this. And this is January 3rd of 1978. When I say Leon, that's our son. Lynn and the neighbor on the corner at that time was Glenn Hetrick. Lynn took Glenn Hetrick's 1070, that's Case Tractor, headed for Kinsley at 7:50 a.m. Met two Shinstalk tractors 3 miles west of here. I put signs on, I'm talking about my pickup, went to Kinsley and checked on, the John Deere was working on my 5020 tractor. Tractor Cade left for Offaly at 10 a.m. Back to Kinsley and ate dinner at Dine Quick. Paraded Kinsley, then to Lewis and paraded, then drank coffee. I had pickup grease, back to Kinsley and checked on 5020. Glenn Hetrick went with Lynn and I today.
Now this tractorcade was just in the local communities,
yes,
Kinsley and Lewis.
Small deal. Mm-hmm. Offaly and Kinsley and Lewis.
And so that's as far as your diaries go, and you can remember is when you started. So you must have been going to some meetings or something before that.
Well, I'm going to read you from January 6th, that's 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Hetrick came for his 1070 tractor. After dinner, Lynn and I drove to Lewis, met with a group of people, looked at an office space, held a meeting and decided we had enough interest to set up a strike office.
Now, you called it a strike office. Why was it called that?
American Agriculture Movement.
Mm-hmm.
They were all strike offices, weren't they, Zelma?
Well, your idea was that you would strike and not produce?
No. it was a terminology, I believe, more than anything at this particular time.
It was just what they were called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to skip now to the 10th, January 10th. Lynn and I left early, went to Darrell Miller's, picked him up, and Greg Beiser, that was a young man the same age as Lynn, they went to school together, up and drove to Great Bend to Highland Manor for a state meeting of Agriculture Movement, all-day meeting. Jim Kramer, who I think he was from Hugoton, and he was from Western Kansas, and he was a big, big worker in the American Agriculture Movement. And Lyle Davidson run meeting. We got home about 7. We're now down to the 12th. Lynn and Donna Brown, and then to Grain Club. We went with it. Grain Club in Larned. And then back to Lewis for American Agriculture Movement meeting in Community Hall. Speakers from Hugoton, Kansas. The Jerry Litton film, very good. Now, I don't remember that film, but it must have been there, or I wouldn't have had it written in there. Lynn got up early. This is the 13th. Lynn got up early, went to high school, showed the Jerry Litton film to government class, then to strike office. Okay, do you know where our strike office
is? Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the old weapon bed. The west room. Mm-hmm. And we had a telephone. We were in, because some of those people that's been named that went on to Washington, D.C., whenever they knew anything, they would call the office and talk to Zelma and I or whoever was running the office. Okay, I'm going to skip now to the 15th. Lynn and I worked on our 5020 and Lester Durley's 4320. That's another John Deere tractor. Getting them ready to go to Wichita for tractor cave. Are you ready for
sure.
the 20th? Zelma run the strike office and I stayed around. Keith Newsom came by. Our guys are leaving for Washington, D.C. tonight and tomorrow.
So this would be the, maybe the first time the Kansas, the local men had contact
with
Washington.
As far as I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as far as I know. And we're going to skip to the 27th. We worked around here until after dinner. Then we went to Lewis and then to strike office. People were in after coming back from Washington, D.C. Told us some of their experiences. And that's the only thing pertaining. And then there, the 28th, we were running the strike office again. Now, after dinner on the 28th, after dinner I worked on putting signs on 5020. Okay, I'm going to the 30th. I finished getting 5020 ready. That's John Deere tractor. Lester Durley came by with his 4320. We met Darrell Miller at King's Corner, right up there where we turned to go to Lewis, with his 4320 and headed for Lewis to strike office. We left Lewis with 9 tractors and 3 support vehicles. Picked up tractors on the way to Maxville. Paraded in Maxville and ate dinner, then to St. John rally. Some of Mrs. Shinstock were in our pickup. We paraded with 35 tractors and 8 support vehicles. Then had rally, then home. Lester Durley and I got home about dark. Darrell Miller, Robert McKinney, and I went to Pratt to regional meeting of the American Agriculture with Alvin Wheaton.
Okay, this rally took place in St. John?
No. We went to, Pratt?
We were in Pratt for the meeting.
Went to Pratt to regional meeting.
So that is where the tractors went, was to Pratt.
You went to St. John.
We got home and got out of the tractors and got in a vehicle, a car or a pickup, and went to the regional meeting.
So you were parading in Maxville and St. John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we picked up tractors on the way to Maxville, paraded in Maxville, and ate dinner, then the St. John rally.
Okay, so there were like 2 rallies, one in Maxville and one in...
We just prayed it in Maxville.
Oh, okay. And this Shinstock would be Mary Ellen Shinstock, when you mentioned Mrs. Shinstock?
More than likely it was...
I would say it was probably...
Mary Ellen. Because she worked in the office.
Right.
And see, we were with Alvin Wheaton. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to February 1, 1978. We went to Lewis to strike office, cold all day. This evening we went to St. John with Darrell Miller to strike meeting. Marge Schaeffler talked, did a very good job. 2 men from Johnson talked, also nice meeting.
And that was on what day?
That's on the first day of February, mm-hmm. 1978. And then on the 2nd, February, we went to Lewis by 10 a.m. John went to a meeting and I went to the strike office. Zelma runs the strike office in the afternoon. And that's all that. Okay, let's skip down to the 7th of February. Zelma and I drove to Lewis. Zelma went to coffee. I went to strike office. Then we went to bank. Then to Kinsley. Then some other business. Back to Lewis Bank and Strike Office, then home.
Yeah, we ran the strike office.
Okay, I'm going to skip now to the 9th of February. We'd had a blizzard. This evening, Selma and I went to Larned for strike meeting. Lewis people talked. So I would say that's Marge Scheifler and Darryl Miller. Both of them were very good, I thought. Okay, we're still in February 21st. Alvin Wheaton came down. Then Zelma, Alvin, and I took our pickup and headed for Wichita. Solid sheet of ice, 1 or 2 inches of deep snow. We stopped by Pratt Strike Office, drank coffee and ate a donut. We bought a 3-pound bag of ground wheat flour from the strike office. Robert McKinney, Jim Wolfe, Rocky Snyder, Beverly, I didn't put the last names down here.
That's right.
Rocky, Beverly, Amy, Alan Simpson caught up with us there. And then together, we went to the 4-H building at Tyler Road and 14th Street. Now, this is in Wichita. For American Agriculture Movement News Conference. Then to Wichita Hilton. Okay, you like this. Clear across town. Secretary of Agriculture, Berglund, was to be there for press conference. We went in and found out where it was to be, then stood in the hall for a while. Then we were let into a room, and about 15 minutes, Secretary of Agriculture came in for 30 minutes. First 20 minutes, the news media asked the questions. Then American Ag got to ask questions. Darryl Miller and us enjoyed the opportunity to actually be in the news conference.
Okay, there you said you bought some ground wheat flour. Was that a fundraising?
Yes.
For the strike
office? That's the strike office where we bought it.
Mm-hmm. Probably some farmer brought it and they'd done it, and they were trying to advertise, you know,
what farmers do.
What wheat could be used for.
And so you bought this little bag of flour.
Yeah. A 3-pound bag.
All righty. Okay. So what happened next?
Well, the only thing I can add is on the 23rd, tonight, Alvin Wheaton took us to Pratt for strike regional meeting. That's the only thing I can add there.
There was a lot of people over the track.
Reactive.
We had lots of farmers that would gather for those meetings, and then they had a dynamic speaker, and they'd go, it's kind of like being in a revival meeting. It really was.
Let's go to the 28th. Zelma and I went to Lewis Strike Office after dinner in the bank, then to Community Hall where ASC people explained the Sorry Farm Program. My opinion. 4-year built-in loss. Back to office. Then at 5:30, we went with Alvin Wheaton, Rocky Snyder, Dean Newsom to 4-H building north of Great Bend for American Ag Soup Supper. Junior Titus and Darryl Miller talked. Very good. We had about 20 people from Ebers County.
Is Junior Titus Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. He grew up there. Mile north
just
and halfway.
Got to keep these nicknames straight.
Yeah.
Gene's husband, if you talk to her. Yeah.
And when they made him, they threw the pattern away. Let's go to the 1st of March, 78. Zelma and I read American Ag material all morning, then the strike office the rest of the afternoon. They're on the 2nd, turned colder. Zelma and I drove to Lewis strike office, busy. And lots of people in and out. And I don't know what this means. Bad news from McAllen, Texas. I didn't go ahead and explain what it was. And I cannot remember. Anyway, Steve Bundy and Darryl Miller to regional meeting for American Ag in Kingman. Okay, on the 7th of March, 78. Some of I drove to strike office. We picked up Karen Miller, light snow falling. We drove to Municipal Auditorium in Great Bend for State Agriculture Movement meeting. We had a good bunch from Lewis, and we ate at McDonald's. We got out about 5, Jim Cramer, Lyle Davidson, that's those two names they already had,
mm-hmm.
and Gene Short, S-H-O-R-E, Shore. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was.
Sean Shore, okay. And Marty Floyd, mm-hmm. Walter McClure, and others from state office and regional spokesman all talked. Daryl Miller gave a nice talk afterward.
Now, were all those people, those were state people, those last bunch of names?
Yes, yes, they were, yes. They're we're on the 8th. We went to strike office. We ate dinner at the Golden Manor with Alvin and Judy Wheaton, also Lawrence and Fernley. Oh, I think this is pertaining to American Act. Daryl Miller flew to Joplin, Missouri, made a TV tape, 30 minutes, with Jim Cramer and Walter McClure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's American Ag.
And then was that, you know, that tape, was it for just Joplin? Or did they bring that tape back to be on Kansas TV? Or do you know anything about, remember that tape at all?
Yeah. Daryl Miller flew to Joplin, Missouri, made a TV tape, 30 minutes, with Jim Cramer and Walter McClure.
Okay, so we don't know where, how or when that, where that was used.
No.
I would almost say it came back to Kansas, but I don't know that.
On Friday, on the 10th, I was going to the 10th of March, 1978. Zelma and I worked at home until noon. To strike office, I run office after dinner. Zelma came by. I'm going to read this. Zelma came by. Donna Brown gave me money for my airline ticket to Washington, D.C. And I drove Junior Titus's car to Lorain for strike meeting. Junior Titus, Steve Bundy, Daryl Miller, and Alvin Wheaton, and we enjoyed ourselves. Okay, let's go to the 12th. Jeff left for Wichita 4 a.m. to fly out at 7:56 a.m. Jerry Stapleton, Alan Simpson, Steve Bundy, Mark Scheifler, and Jeff all went. Okay, on the 14th, March 78, and I don't remember this man's name. I mean, I don't remember this man. When we went to Larned with Sherry and Daryl to hear Father Andy speak at AAM meeting.
Father Andy was from Colorado, and he was a Catholic priest, and he traveled with the tractorcade all the way to D.C.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have pictures of him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that particularly, he spoke there at Larned. Okay, I'm Washington, D.C. This is the 15th. Jeff called tonight, was really excited about Senate Ag Committee passed flexible parity bill, 16-1. Farmers had quite a day. Exclamation point.
So your trip was doing, did some good.
We sure hope so.
Whose bill was this?
Senator Dole.
Bob Dole. Senator Bob Dole.
Yeah. Flexible parity bill was introduced by Senator Bob Dole in the Senate. And it provides a guaranteed established flexible price in the bill, farm bill. It's what they were trying to get through. And Bob Dole did a lot of work for the farmers.
Yes, he did.
Of course, he had all these Kansas farmers up here.
I'm going to go to the 18th.
Okay.
I'm still in Washington, D.C. Alan Simpson, Jerry Stapleton, and I walked past White House, visited U.S. Treasury building, walked past Lincoln Memorial, past USDA building to Smithsonian, Air and Space building, did a hurried tour. Then we left Alan and Jerry, got a cab, went to the hotel, picked up luggage, then to Washington National Airport. That's what we had flown into, and we flew out of it. Then to Chicago, had 2-hour layover. We left Washington, D.C. at 4:16 p.m. Walked out of Wichita Terminal at 9:16 p.m. Found my pickup and headed home. Here on the 20th, we're now on the 20th of March, Zelma and I went to Lewis Strike Office. helped get things ready for telethon tonight. Then to Larned and back to office and home. We went back to office by 6:15 p.m. Terry Stapleton, Zelma, and I run office. Telephone was from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
What do you mean telephone?
Well, trying to raise money.
Oh, it was that you were calling to raise money.
Yeah.
And what I wrote here was, that's a dollar sign, even though it doesn't look it, it's like $78,057 pledged. Office was full of people.
Now, this is pledged from how big of an area? Is this just this area of Kansas, or?
Well, do you know, Zelma?
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
Well, how much was it?
78.
No, it was $78,057 pledged. So I don't know how big an area.
It was a Kansas thing.
It was a state, yeah, Kansas state thing.
Yeah, it was. And that's what I was going to Google that.
Yeah, well, that's quite a bit of money to be raising. But for the whole state, I guess it wouldn't be quite so much if you had to divide it up.
Right.
Back then, yes.
That's still a lot of money. I don't know how much that'd be now. Back to the flexible parity. The Senate passed the bill, but it couldn't get past the House. And so that's...
That was the end of that bill.
Well, I'm not sure that it was. I just don't...
I'm going to throw this in. I don't know where you're going to want it or not. We're at 22nd of March. Up at 4 a.m. went to Keith King. Daryl and Karen Miller rode with us. Keith, Marcel in their car. We went to Lewis Strike office. They picked up Alvin Wheaton. And then we went to Johnson, Kansas for breakfast. Then to State Strike office. Then to three different irrigated fields where they were tearing up wheat. Back to Ulysses for dinner, visited Strike office, back to Dodd City and visited Strike office, back to Lewis Strike office.
Okay, the State Strike office was where? Was it in Johnson or was it somewhere out there?
Yeah.
Wait.
I would say Johnson because Jim Kramer was from that area. And he was a big worker. Okay, I'm going to go to the 27th. Of March. Zelma and I went to Lewis Strike office, talked to Mark Scheifler. He just got back from Washington, D.C. at 5 p.m. Mark Scheifler, Daryl, and Karen Miller left with us for Woodard, Oklahoma. Jason Lewis talked, that was another man's name, on Trilateral Commission. Very good meeting. Got home about 1:30. And then on the 28th to the Strike office. This morning, big crowd in office. We held a meeting. We got home about 2 p.m., ate dinner, and rested.
Now, we're at the end of March here. We still don't have a whole lot of farming duties that you need to be taking care of?
Well, not in the middle, because we didn't have cattle.
Okay.
Not with cattle. I mean, with no cattle.
I want to ask you on this trilateral. Yes. That was a very controversial...
Oh, was it ever?
I mean, when you said, I'm just going... That was really...
Oh.
And it really had something to do with
Bill... But I can't remember the details of
Bill Staple, or Bill's dad was speaking
Bill
for that.
Stapleton.
It was going to be the ruination of the whole population. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was a very...
What was it
negative.
About?
You know, that's a good question.
Well, it was
it's sort of
name.
Like saying the Catholics are going to take over. Yeah. That type of thing. But it was
really radical.
Yeah.
Wasn't
very
it?
Very good, good term. Radical.
A group of men... That each had a lot of money, and they were going to take over everything. I think that's what it was about.
You mean taking over farms?
Well, they were going to take over the finances of the United States. Wasn't that what it was?
You know, back then they were like the farmers. They're not going to need the farms because they're going to come in, the big
corporations
are, and take over the farms. And so that's the kind of stuff that the farmers were just all up in air because they thought, you know, here we've worked.
I remember the Trilateral Commission, and it was just very controversial.
Oh,
yeah,
it was.
But I couldn't remember. I just going, when you said Trilateral,
exactly.
And that's my...
Probably.
If you really wanted to get everybody's attention, you mentioned Trilateral Commission, and boy, they're listening to you.
That's a big thing, man.
Okay, I'm going to go to the 29th. This evening, Lester Durley came by and took us and Daryl Millers to Albert, Kansas for a meeting. with Representative Keith Sebelius. And I'm going to change the dates again. 30th, and at the end of what I wrote, we went to Garden City and ate supper, then to Lakin for strike meeting. Not many people there. Okay, let's go to the 31st. 31st of March, 78. Zelma and I went to strike office. I went to Kinsley Western. This evening we went to Lewis Community Hall for American Agriculture Movement Appreciation Night. Bill and Betty Wilkerson from Johnson talked. Junior Titus run meeting. Nice job. And cake and ice cream and tea and coffee. Okay, that's all of March. Okay, we're ready now for April 1st, April Fool Day. Lester Durley came up at 8:15. Selma and I and Lester drove to strike office, then to Hutchinson for State Agriculture Movement in Sports Arena. Very good meeting. We had 21 people from Lewis office attending. Okay, we're on the 3rd of April. Zelma and I went to Lewis strike office meeting, then did some work in office, then home for dinner. At the Lewis annual meeting, Lewis co-op annual meeting, Jerry Litton film was showing. I don't remember anything about that film.
I'd like to see it.
I'm sure it was about American agriculture. I don't know what this means. It's on the 4th. Lots of things happened in Washington, D.C. Daryl and Karen Miller are there. Beautiful day.
Okay, so that's another group that's in Washington.
Well, that's Daryl and Karen Miller.
No, but I mean it's another contingency. You're trading them out all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're... Okay, let's go to the 6th. After Denver, we went to ASC office, then to Lewis Strike office. Daryl Miller called from Washington, D.C. Need big push of people Monday morning. Tonight was a bi-weekly strike meeting update. Lots of people there. I think I found something probably. Let's see, 11th of April. Lester Durley called last night from Washington, D.C. Gave us a lot of things we have to get done before the House of Representatives votes on our Farm Bill, flexible parity. At 3 p.m. today, we had a big meeting at strike office this morning. Then office sent about 125 telegrams and made phone calls to Washington, D.C. This evening, we took Daryl and Karen Miller to Hayes for American Agriculture meeting at Armory. We saw Tommy Kersey, K-E-R-S-E-Y. Name doesn't ring a bell right off hand. From Udalia,
Missouri.
U-N-I-D-A-L-L-I-A, Georgia.
Oh.
And Father Andy Andrew
Gottschall.
Very good meeting. Okay, let's go to the 12th. About 6:10, I don't know what it's, I suppose it's p.m., we heard the bad news, the flexible parity bill was killed in the House of Representatives, 268 to 150. We'll have to regroup. Okay, on the 13th, Zelma runs strike office this morning. Sad time for American agriculture. Zelma's running the strike office. Zelma talked to Lester Durley. He was in Washington, D.C., when the bad news hit the fan. He was still broke up, same as me.
So this is the first real setback you've had. You got it passed in the Senate, but then it, a couple months later, it fails in the House, and it's a frustrating time.
And see, you can see by what he said, it was a bad day. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the tone of the farmers that came to the, we're done, we're giving up, we're done. And that's what progress from April and all this talking and meetings that they had got them started on. We'll just take a bunch of tractors.
Okay.
And go. Yeah. See, that's how that But it took a whole year there to just wear on their nerves. Well, they had to stop and farm in the summer.
But then by when they got back together in the next winter,
then it was time to do something. Well, nothing had gotten done.
Right.
And they couldn't get the farm bill passed. And I think the farmers felt like that they just went up against a wall. Every time they turned around, the government wasn't going to do anything. You know, it's... And yet they were stopping everything. So, I mean, if they're going to give you money to not plant 50% of your crop, because that's what we had back then. You kept out acres so you wouldn't be raising so much because they said we had this big surplus. So they said that's why you're not getting anything for your grains, because you're raising too many bushels. So... they said, let's cut back. Well, farmers all agree that, you know, we'll just do that.
Okay, let's go to the 15th. I took Lester Durley, Harold, and Leo Shinstock to Hutchinson for American Agriculture State Meeting, and Keith Kings took Alan Simpson and Grandpa Cosmar. That was her dad. Okay, let's go to the 17th. I went to Lewis Strike office. Tonight I rode to Pratt with Daryl Miller for a regional meeting for American Agriculture. And here on the 18th, Zelma came over about 3 p.m. She worked in Strike office this morning, getting bus lined up for Oklahoma City Monday. Okay, let's go to the 24th. We got up at 2:15 a.m., got ready, drove to Keith King. Daryl and Karen Miller picked us up. To Lewis, got on chartered bus, 30 of us from Lewis Strike office, picked up Shifler's to St. John Junction, picked up some at Pratt office to Kingman office, picked up some then to Oklahoma City for a national meeting by 10 a.m. and started home by 8 p.m. Got home by 1 a.m. Very good trip, learned a lot. And this doesn't have anything to do with American Ag. Lynn and Julie engaged. Just the important things, you know.
Yeah. That's written in the margin.
Well, that way you can find it easier.
Oh, okay.
If you put it in here, then you got to read the whole thing.
That's true.
Okay, on the 25th, Zoe and I went to Strike office, then I went to AFC office, did some other business. Back to Lewis. Zelma and I went to the bank and borrowed a couple thousand at 9.25%. That's all that. Okay, on the 26th, this evening, Zelma and I went to Kinsley 4-H Fair Building. Father Andrew Gottschalk, Reverend Dennis Cooter, and Daryl Miller put on a good strike meeting. Okay, we're going to December 13th, 1978. Tractors to Topeka. From Lewis. Zelma and I drove pickup to Lewis about 8:30, put American, Kansas, and American Agriculture flags on the headache rack. Alvin Wheaton, Rocky Snyder, Jack Wolf, Daryl Miller, Junior Titus, Jim Pratt, Bob McKinney, Leo Shinstock, Lester Durley's big Ford truck with 550-gallon fuel tank in it, our Ford pickup with 100-gallon fuel, Bob McKinney, Jack Wolf towed their pickups. Bob had 100-gallon of fuel. I drove our pickup to Dub Stapleton's. Zelma took it from there, took the pickup from there. I drove Bill Stapleton's 7040 Alice Chalmers tractor. I think that's probably the first tractor I ever drove. It was kind of a slip-and-go transmission. Mark Schaefer fell in next. Jerry Meyer fell in at Belpre. So our office had 11 tractors on the road. Stopped at Maxville for dinner. I had bad oil leak. After dinner, I went ahead to Stafford to Alice Chalmers' shop. They fixed it in about 5 minutes. I fell back in the group when they came through. We got to Hutchinson about 4:30. 24 tractors picked us up at Lewis. We started at TriPoint Equipment, Ellis Chalmers dealer, that in Hutch. They had supper for us, held a rally. Then Lewis people stayed at Scotsman Motel. Dove and Clara Stapleton had his big pickup and a trailer house stayed in. Camper fifth wheel. And then on the 14th, we got up at 5:45, back to TriPoint for coffee, rolls, and we started rolling at 7:40 a.m. We picked up 11 tractors at Hutchinson, 3 at Burton. We got to Emporia about 2:30 and waited on other group of tractors from Wichita. We paraded at 4:30 till dark, also tractors from Emporia, then ate supper at Big Billing on Fairgrounds. The tractors were parked there also. We stayed in Holiday Inn. We paraded with 91 tractors. Okay, now we're going to the 15th, December 78. Up early and went to a cafe and ate breakfast, then to tractors. We started rolling for Topeka at 7:30. We came into Topeka from the south on Highway 75 and parked in Shawnee County Fairgrounds about 12 noon. Tractors came in all afternoon. We worked on Junior Titus's 4320, fixed the windshield wiper and flashers. We stayed in Jayhawk Hotel. On the 16th now, big day, up early and ate breakfast to tractors. They started lining us up at 7:15. We started moving into the street at 8. North and around Capitol Building, parked in parking lots, walked about 2 blocks and watched the rest of the parade. Lasted until almost noon. Then Zelma and I and Lester Durley ate dinner, then to Municipal Auditorium for a rally. Afterward, we had excitement, then left tractors at Fairgrounds. Zelma and I left for Manhattan. We came home that day. We came home from Topeka on the 16th. Picked Jan's bicycle up and headed home. Got here about 1 a.m. I see. December 28th, 1978. Back to Lewis for AAM meeting, getting things ready for tractors to go on to Washington, D.C. This is the second day of January, 1979. Zelma went to strike office. Marge Scheifler and Daryl Miller helped her get out a letter for tractorcade to Washington, D.C.
I think I may have that letter.
Now let's see. Well, here's a blip here. This is the 3rd of January, 79. Then to strike office, Zelma had worked all morning getting letters out for donations for tractorcade to Washington, D.C. I worked in office rest of day. The 8th of January, 79, Zelma and I went to strike office. Zelma typed up lists, and I helped gather up checks. That's all there is.
So these were checks for donations for the people to
go to Washington, D.C. Okay, this is the 9th, January, 79. Then to Lester Durley's, helped him load a 560-gallon tank, 150-gallon tank, and welder, generator, air compressor in his big truck, getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. with tractors.
And that was all prep work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting things ready. And on the 10th, Ed Scheifler and I attended regional meeting of AAM at Kingman. And on the 11th, Zelma and I run the strike office. Tractors getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. Lester Durley brought his truck by after getting mobile phone installed.
That was a big thing.
Yeah. Okay, this is interesting. I think you'll like it.
And what's the date?
We're on the 12th of January. We went to strike office. Lots of people in, and we went over $7,000 for tractors to go to Washington, D.C. We're up the 14th now. This evening, we took Lester Durley and rode to AAM meeting in Lewis with Daryl Miller. Tractors are getting ready to leave for Washington, D.C. on the 4th, this is the 15th. Zelma and I run strike office until 2 p.m. Then Daryl and Karen Miller came over. Daryl and I started putting rear brakes. And his pickup was gone. Or the car. Their car was gone. Okay, they're still on 15th. First, tractors left Texas and Colorado for Washington, D.C. this morning. On the 16th, January, Zelma runs strike office all day. Daryl Miller and I worked on his car. Couldn't find a brake cylinder. Daryl and I worked on his car.
What day?
He pulled the trailer. Well, 17th, sorry about that. They pulled the trailer that they lived in with his car. Then we worked on his car at 11 a.m. Then he took our pickup to Pratt to give a talk to the Optimist Club about AAM.
I think I have Marge's talk from that day.
Because I had some diesel fuel in my L tank in my pickup when we went to Topeka. It's still 17th. I pumped the rest of the diesel fuel left from Topeka, tractor cade, into Lester Durley's tank. It's going to Washington, D.C. Okay, on the 18th, they loaded tractors in Lewis at 6:30 a.m., headed for Topeka. They will drive them from there to Washington, D.C. Jack Wolf's pickup and camper trailer, Lester Durley's support truck. Zelma and I went to strike office about 10 a.m.
They loaded the tractors on trucks and drove them down to Topeka to meet.
Hauled them to Topeka.
And some were left in Topeka.
Yes, yeah. The one I drove stayed there 40 hours. Okay, we're still on the 18th here. Back to Junior Titus and hooked his new super cab pickup to trailer. He and Gene will leave for Washington, D.C. in the morning. Jack and Doska Wolf got east of Newton on ice, turned both the pickup camper trailer over. They were able to repair it enough to drive it back home. Luckily, nobody hurt. Daryl pulled their new trailer home late. They will leave for Washington, D.C. Saturday morning.
And this is on Thursday.
On the 19th, Zelma and I went to strike office. Junior Gene Titus left to catch tractors in Kansas City. Lester Durley called from Tractorcade at 2 p.m.
He had a play toy. He had this phone. Nobody had phones in there. I don't know how they got that.
CB, right?
No.
Oh, it was a phone.
They had a...
A mobile phone.
A mobile phone. And you just didn't have many of those.
At that time.
Uh-uh.
Still on the 19th here. Zelma helping Karen Miller get Miller's trailer ready to go to Washington, D.C. Okay, on the 20th, to strike office. Lester Durley called this morning from Tractorcade. Stayed last night and Lee's Summit, Missouri. Daryl Miller left for Washington, D.C. today. He had a meeting tonight in Minneapolis, Kansas. Tractor stayed tonight and tomorrow in Sedalia, Missouri. Okay, on the 21st, Lester Durley called tonight from Sedalia, Missouri. Gave us information on how they are getting along. Daryl and Karen Miller caught up with them this evening. Lots of tractors moving, and a lot more will start moving tomorrow. here's a blip I think you'll like. On the 25th, January, we're running the strike off. Our tractor set again all day in Greenville, Illinois. 26th, then to strike office, made a tape of Washington tripped for Ben Hickel. On the 27th, then to strike office and checked if they had heard from tractors. They were moving, headed for Indianapolis, Indiana. We understand they will move in there in a snowstorm. The 28th, tonight, Karen Miller called us from Indianapolis, Indiana. Lots of snow, snowy, slick roads and cold weather. Indianapolis, people not friendly. Indiana. We run the strike office again. Lester Durley had called from the tractorcade between Indianapolis and Richmond, Indiana. Had 8 inches of snow last night, but going fine. Indiana not friendly. That's all that.
And that was on the 29th.
On the 29th of January. On the 30th, tractors in Columbus, Ohio, tonight. 31st, tonight, Lester Durley called from St. Clairsville, I believe it is, Clairsville, Ohio, Interstate 70. People not friendly. 300 miles from Washington, D.C. with tractors. Now we're in February. On the 2nd of February, 79, tractors in Frederick, Maryland, tonight. On the 3rd, Karen Miller called from College Park, Maryland, about 10 miles from Washington, D.C. They had a rough trip with cold, snowy weather. Our tractors are in Frederick, Maryland. They will move them in closer today. Miller's, Ed Scheifler's, Junior Titus's are parked in Trailer Park, okay, on the 4th February. Darrell Miller called from Washington, D.C. Our tractors will start rolling at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, going into D.C. And then let's go to the 5th February. Big day. Tractors and RVs blocked traffic in Washington, D.C. We saw Lester Durley's truck on TV this evening. Zelma Run strike office. Marge Scheifler called from D.C. in a.m. and again p.m. Also, Darrell Miller called in p.m. Lots happened today in Washington, D.C. Okay, we're up to the 7th. Karen Miller called from Washington, D.C., gave us the latest news.
This is on the 8th?
Yeah, we're ready for the 8th now. Zelma drove to Lewis strike office. Dolores Jones and us worked rest of day, rearranging and cleaning and putting up welcome home sign for first people coming home from Washington, D.C. Beverly Snyder, Karen Miller, Mildred Van Naman called from D.C. today. Elmer Huckstep helped here also. On the 10th February, I stopped and visited with Lester Durley, who got back from Washington, D.C. last night. He told me of a lot of happenings. To the 12th, I taped cardboard on sides of my 5020 motor, went to Keith King's, and then Zelma drove it. Keith drove his 1070, and I drove his 1370. We parked south of the old Ford garage. 18 tractors. There in honor of the 3 tractors from our office that went to Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's the first we've heard about any celebration when they came
right
back.
You know what the old Ford garage is? It's the building right across from the cafe, mm-hmm. What used to be. Okay. And that was dirt there, and that's where we parked the tractors.
And this is in Lewis.
Yes. In honor of the ones that went to Washington, D.C., on the 14th, at 4 p.m., Lester Durley, Keith King, and I brought our tractors home. Elmer Huckstep brought our car, and Keith and Marcel King rode back to Lewis so Keith could bring his other tractor. Marcel brought the pickup. On the 22nd, Ed and Marge Scheifler and Junior and Gene Titus got home from Washington, D.C. today. My brother, Dean Newsom, asked me to go with me. He was looking for a tractor. We headed for Marion, Kansas, stopped in Hudson, ate dinner, then to International Wichita. When we were going through Stafford, we met Greensburg Equipment Truck with Dub Stapleton's. I said Dub Stapleton, it's Bill's actually, but Stapleton, Alice Chalmers, 7040, Junior Titus's 4320, John Deere, and Rocky Snyder's 4020, John Deere, coming back from Washington, D.C. Zimmerman's strike office after dinner, then loaded all three tractors there.
Okay, Jeff, it's really interesting that you've kept the diary, and it gives us some very exact dates and people. Yeah. And that's
because otherwise there was no way I would be able to say on a certain date such and such happened. Mm-hmm. I can read it, but remember exactly.
Why did you not go to Washington, D.C.?
Well, in the first place, I didn't have a tractor. That 5020 was not a tractor to have out on the road, for one thing. And I think I felt that Zelma and I could do more good in the strike office. Keep it open. So, you know, we read there where they kept calling the strike office and letting us know what was going on and where they were and all this bit.
Okay, we've had Zelma sitting here too, and I'm just going to stop for a second and ask her, Zelma, what were the activities, maybe not during the tractorcade, but leading up to that? You were spending hours there, days there. What was your role? What did you do in the strike office?
Answered the telephone, and I was the secretary. But people, we had constant...
Yeah, there were people in and out all the time.
There, yeah, there was just lots of farmers coming in. Well, what do you hear? Well, this would have been when they went. Up until that point, I think you see where I was there maybe in the afternoon or whatever. But it was just the curiosity of the farmers, I think, and they
just knowing what was going
on, because you know that $7,000 that they got was a lot of money for guys to live. And most of that, a lot of the money came from retired farmers that were trying to help the younger farmers.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
And so they had dollars invested besides the time that they had spent.
And they knew the people on a tractor kid, you know, personally.
Who else worked in that office?
The main ones was Jeff and I, and say her name, Jones.
Dolores
Jones.
Yeah.
Mary Ellen Shinstock. Now, this was during the time the tractors were up there. Mm-hmm. Between all of us, we pretty well kept it open. And before that, Daryl Miller or some of those before they went, because they were on the phone all the time, drumming up meetings so that they could get the farmers together, and then what to do or who to get a hold of to tell them that they were going to have those. So.
Did it keep regular hours, like from 9 to 5 or...?
Pretty well, not... Yeah, there was usually somebody there in the morning. Van Amens were another family that ran it quite
Mildred.
A bit. Mildred. And she went to Washington just to lobby, but he was there a lot. What was his name?
Did you have a coffee pot and a table?
Oh, yes,
a car?
We had a coffee pot and a table and lots of bullshit. That's exactly what it was. I mean, you know, they just needed to talk, I think was a lot of it. Yeah. So.
You've mentioned in your diary Lynn quite a bit. How did your Lynn and your family feel about you being involved with this?
Well, I don't think there was any problem.
Did he support you?
Oh my!
They weren't married yet.
Yeah.
No,
they got engaged during this period.
He was in college.
Yeah.
But every weekend when he came home, he was up at the strike office.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He was very much involved.
Oh yeah.
Thinking that. Is there going to be a farm here? You know, and I think it really scared people because of the talk like it was that, hey, you know, there's not going to be farms left then. And already by
then... No family farms.
Then he was already thinking about coming back to farm. And so, yeah, he... And then our daughter was at K-State in Manhattan, and they had regular disagreements she was in Ford Hall... Because she would say something about the tractor gate. Well, why would the dumb farmers
do that. And she would call home just really upset. Well, they don't understand, Mother. And I said, well, and they're not going to. Because it didn't involve them. Right. It didn't involve their paycheck. And, you know, and it was... And so both of our kids actually were involved in a way, you know.
I know you had a lot of support. Were there people in the area that did not think you should be doing this or should be going? Or,
you know, we really didn't hear about it.
They didn't come in the office if they felt that way. No, really. Because anybody came in that office,
they were pretty well. But I don't think there was much dissension because...
I don't think so either.
You know, it was farming communities. And I think they knew that the farmers needed to have, you know, they were hurting, and they were hurting then, but, you know.
Okay, Jeff, when you took your tractor to Topeka, what do you think you accomplished on that, or show of force or whatever?
Well, this is my personal observation.
Right.
As you all know, that tractors don't move down the highway nearly what semis didn't run like they do today. But still, we kind of ornery-like, purposely, we slowed the traffic down as much as we could.
Can you believe that?
you know that's going to happen. But to get on, we came in from the south to Topeka, and the highway patrol was there and let us in and got us where we could park. All that different kind of noise, it got people's attention.
Well, we had cars. When we would be going down the highway, cars on the other side would stop.
Yes.
And watch all the tractors go by. They had read about it,
well, it was a different
and heard about it in the news, and they wanted to see what this was.
It was a different sight than you used to see them.
Well,
here's all these tractors going down the highway,
and they would honk,
yeah,
and they would wave, you know, and that was definitely a support.
So the Kansas were supported.
Yes.
I suppose
you
so.
Had a few that didn't like being behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. So.
But as far as I know, no tractors got tangled up with the car or semi or anything.
And then the electric officials, you mentioned Bob Dole. How did you view him during this whole time of, you know, with the bill and then the tractor gate hitting? Was he supportive?
Yes, very much supportive.
And who were the other elected officials at the time? You mentioned Sebelius, I think. Keith Sebelius. Do you remember how...
And Bob Berglund was the...
Well, he was in Washington. I'm trying to think of the Kansas people. What kind of help you got?
And I don't even remember who the governor was. Who was it?
I don't either. I'm sorry about that.
It wouldn't be hard to look up.
Yeah.
But it seemed to me like it was like, we need your vote.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the kind of the way you felt. And yet they were very, I mean, you know, Bob Dole really worked with, he wanted to hear from the farmer's mouth, because the farmer kept saying, you know, y'all don't know what's, you don't know what's going on out in the country. If you would come out to the country, then you'd see what we're talking about. It was just like they were banging their head up against the wall. And he was very receptive, and that's why he went ahead and sponsored that parity bill.
When I went to Washington, D.C., we went to his office, Bob Dole's office, and visited with him.
It was all political then. I mean, it's like... Well, see, just like he got the bill passed, the parity bill, in the Senate. He had his buddies that was going to take care of him, but then it got to the House and it went flat.
And Nancy Kassebaum.
She probably was the governor.
No. She was a representative. Right?
Mm-hmm. Was she?
Because she did not vote for the bill.
Okay.
So she must have been in the House.
Everybody
I would say.
But you don't remember any particular memories of
No.
That. See.
But I'm glad that we were part of it.
Why?
Well, to bring the attention to the people. That's what we're trying to do with people in the United States.
And you had a son that was going to farm, and it was worrying us, you know, what it was like. And now we have a son and a grandson.
Oh, my. Well, and then we talked with most of the people about what was the situation you were in as far as debt and this sort of thing at that time. Because are you one of those farmers who's really worried about losing your farm, like we've talked this
time? No, we weren't in a financial bind, but thinking that maybe Lynn will want a farm and would like for the farm to be here if he wants to farm.
But we were in our 40s then.
Yeah.
You know.
But had you invested in irrigation and that sort of thing?
No,
and
no, that was see, that, you, that's the head of the irrigation.
For us, it was.
For us, yeah.
We were one of the last people to put that in. We were very conservative. Well, you had to be. Mm-hmm. And it was, borrowing money was nothing like it is now. Nothing. I mean, you know, we would go in and borrow $1,000 or $2,000. I think you heard him say he went in and borrowed $2,000. And that would last, you know, quite a while.
Yeah.
It's just so different.
No, we were, you know, again, this is right after the tractor came, maybe more where they were going and buying hundreds of thousands to do the irrigation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's, you're getting into the...
Right after.
Yeah, 80s and
well,
90s.
No, it was 70s.
Well, the early 70s, there was a lot of them that went under.
And that, well, that's what...
Yeah, and we were at that situation.
In the early 80s.
Yeah.
Do you think the whole AAM activity at that time, was it worthwhile? Did you accomplish something?
Well, I would like to... I would like to think it surely it did some good.
I think it brought attention to the problem more.
Yeah.
Where I don't think that I know our representatives from the farm state realized because they heard all the time, I'm sure, but the general population, you know, if they weren't affected by it, I think it just brought it to the front. There is a problem and something needs to be done. Parity was a big word then, and people didn't even know what it was.
Yeah. How would you define parity?
I don't know,
Jeff. Jeff, how would you define
parity? That is a hard
well,
thing.
Well, we've been getting
the... It's equal, you know, equal. Trying to equalize the cost with what you get at the market. Let's get something together, you know. I mean, we were like this. I mean, we were...
You're indicating that it was costing you way too much.
That's right.
That's what you were
from what you were getting back. We didn't have profit.
No, didn't have just keeping your head above water.
No, and you know the parity, and nobody could understand it. And the farmers very dang sure didn't because they just thought, you know, we need more for our grain. That's the mentality of the dirt farmer.
Is this something that you would do again, or I mean, you have a good feeling that you didn't, and would you have spent all these hours in that office?
Well, at that time, yes. I'm thankful that we were able to try to help out.
But is something you would do again?
Well,
if you were
my
young,
opinion.
Yeah. It's so different, I guess.
But the whole United States is so different. I'm a little bit concerned that if you put the tractors out on the road like we did, and somebody on the highway didn't like what you did, they wouldn't think too much about shooting it. That's just my opinion.
Let's see, we didn't have that back then.
No, there wasn't any concern.
Or maybe it was there and we didn't realize.
Well, that could be, but we never...
Had any threats.
It didn't happen, no. We didn't have any threats that I ever heard of.
Are you still actively involved in trying to influence agricultural legislative and things like that? Did it make you more of an activist from 79 to present time? Do you still write letters to congressmen?
Not like I should. No, I guess I think that they'll take care of it.
What's the use? What's the use? Well, you know, it is, and there again, everything is so much different now. I mean, we have the internet, we can go in and
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but we don't do it.
We didn't even have CB radios in the tractor.
But I'm just thinking, you know, why would you do it now? You know, would they care? You know, I don't know. Good question, Joan.
Seriously.
But I just don't think we're like we used to be. You know.
I don't think you would dare to get out on the highway. I mean, because you hear about all these.
Well, you have a lot more four lanes and super highways now than we did then, too. Yeah. I mean, it really wasn't safe. But people got over. We didn't have that many trucks on the road either.
Did you? Yeah, whenever those people like John was talking about pull off and just they'd wave at you and maybe wave a flag and it was a different time,
but they got the message, and that was a good way to give it, you know. And I guess the farmer felt like, well, we're doing something, we're trying, you
we're
know
trying
maybe
to do
somebody
something.
Will hear us or I don't know. They did when we got to Washington D.C. with the tractors, and you know, all of a sudden we were good buddies because had that humongous snowstorm, which I'm sure some of them have talked about, and they went in with those tractors and opened up streets and got the people where they needed to go, and all of a sudden those farmers were good boys.
But it didn't result in any legislation.
No. and you know, their hands were probably just as tied then as they are now. I don't know.
Can't do a thing.
Well, you feel like you can't, you know, and you feel like you're...
Well, I'm glad we worked in it.
Batten your head up again. And we're quite a bit older now, too. Yeah. And that makes a difference. And I'm not even sure Lynn would fight it like he would have been. He was gung-ho. You know, it was like, we need to get this done. Well, and one of his friends went to that one meeting, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody else. I mean, his dad was a banker.
Did you have any other questions?
I don't think so.
Is there anything else you want to add onto this that you can think of that you'd like to say? I'm trying to think that this has been a different type of interview.
Different from others, I'm sure. Because it's coming from somebody that didn't go.
Well, no, not that. It's just the diary was different.
I'm sure.
I'm glad you ladies are doing this.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I really am.
That's great.